Hello, hello, everybody out there. Welcome to Mel's Minute Live on Friday. I'm just going to wait a couple of minutes, so if people want to jump on, they can jump on. If you're watching the replay, just go ahead and fast forward a minute or so, and we'll get right into the talk. So, wow, today has just been a day. You know, I thought that I didn't have anything to do today, and then I had everything to do. Have you ever had one of those days? It's just been crazy today. I know that there's some moms out there, especially during summer vacation, where you like were deciding to stay in the house and then bam, everything happened. Or maybe you had a crazy, crazy day at work. Thank God it's Friday, right? All right, so we are going to get into it right away. Today we're talking about submission to authority. Now, let me tell you this. I may seem like I'm a nice, sweet person that abides by the rules, but I don't know. It just seems like I'm always, every time I get into a position, or even as a missionary, like I'm always pushing the boundaries of what I can do. And sometimes I'm really not that great at submitting to authority. And that's definitely something that I need to work on. And so this really spoke to my heart. I'm telling you, this study in Peter is kind of like a warm, freshly homemade chocolate chip cookie. You bite into it and you get like five morsels of chocolate each time. I don't know about you, if you've been watching regularly, but I have really, really enjoyed doing this teaching. So I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 19, and then we'll move on later. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. All right. Let's unpack this. First, we want to establish the who. Who is he talking to? He's continuing to speak to Christians. Those of us, remember yesterday, who have been brought out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. So he's speaking to us as Christians. Okay, what is God asking us to do here? We see here it says, be subject to the for the Lord's sake. So it's saying be subject because of God, for his sake, be subject to every human institution. All right, that can be a little overwhelming, especially in this day and age when everything's a hot topic and things are going up, 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 especially in our government. Okay, how does this look for us in the USA? Or really, I'm in Mexico too, or anywhere. Okay, to be subject to somebody is to put oneself in the attitude of submission. Ooh, there's that word. Submission. And guess what? Next week, we're talking about wives and husbands and submission. All right. Submitting yourself under the authority of the human institutions. So it says in here, the emperor. So let's say that the emperor is our president, President Trump, and governors, well, your governor in your state, our state governors. Now, I want to tell you, we may not agree with the people that are in our authority. There's plenty of people that don't agree with our president, and there's lots of people that don't agree with our governors or our senators or anything like that. But what the Bible is saying is, that we do need to follow our laws, the laws that have been established in our land and in our states. We need to pay our taxes. We need to respect the property lines. We need to follow the laws and respect our government legally. Okay, I say it legally because, you know, of course, if the government is asking you to do something illegal, then, or something just absolutely morally degrading, that goes against what we would really our spiritual convictions, there might be a problem with that. Let's just continue to see what God says. Okay, we have to do things legally. Now, there was, without getting too much into politics, there was this movement when our president came into presidency called Not My President. And I get that. I understand that not everybody agrees politically, but that's not exactly what this is talking about. This is talking about we need to follow our laws. We need to follow the rules that have been established by our government. It's a very clear in this passage of scripture that it's not a good testimony to break the law. We'll see that in later. Why do we need to do this? Okay, because it seems kind of obvious. Okay, we're going to obey the laws, but sometimes we break them. Why do we need to obey the laws? It says it is the will of God. All right. You know, that elusive will of God, like, what is the will of God? I don't know. I don't know what the will of God is in my life. This is one, an answer to that. This is one of the answers in the Bible to what the will of God is, to follow the laws that have been established by our government and by the people that are in authority over us. It is one answer. That is one answer to what the will of God is in our lives. Now, this covers lots of things. Like, we need to follow the laws in our protests. We need to follow the laws when we have government jobs. We need to follow basic traffic laws. Those are the kinds of things that I would think about on a normal day-to-day basis. And why? Why does it say that? This is another reason. It says what? To silence ignorant and foolish people. Wow. So if we show our lives that we are in obedience, not only to God, but to our president, to our governors, to all of our laws that have been established, it's saying it is a testimony. Because let me tell you, not everybody follows each law. Not everybody follows the laws. And who, you know. So our lives, living it for the Lord, in following the laws of the institutions that have been placed over us, is a testimony. It will silence ignorant people. All right, I have a wonderful example. Did you guys watch the movie Selma? Oh, that was awesome, about the Selma protest. They protested three times, and three times it was a peaceful protest. The second time, Martin Luther King Jr. marched with them, and he made it to the end of the bridge, but he knew that that's where his protection stopped, according to the law. So he decided to turn the group around. The third time they decided to go and march in protest, guess what happened? President Johnson had people that were going to escort them. What they did in their peaceful protest spoke louder than anything that any violent protest ever did. They were able to have, through their peaceful protest, an incredibly loud voice for Black Americans who couldn't vote. And guess what happened? The result was, of that, after, you know, a long fight, was that Black Americans were able to vote eventually in the United States. Too late, might I add, way too late. But because of their voice and the voice of many other people, they were able to get their point across. Okay, so now we're going to ask the how. How do we do this? We live as free people, it says. We need to live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil. Okay, we are free people, but you know where it says in Romans 6, 1, shall we continue sinning so grace can abound? God forbid. So we're not talking about free people that can do whatever they want. No, how are we free? We are free because we live under God's grace. We are no longer living under the law. We no longer have to make those sacrifices like they did in the temple. It looks different, and we have a life full of grace. I don't have to live my life in guilt anymore because I am covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are living as servants of God. We're doing good for the sake of the Lord's name. So we're living as free people under his grace. Now, I love this summary, kind of this little wrap up that Peter gives. I love it. It's kind of like something you would see in a movie. In verse 17, it says, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor. That's what it says. I love that verse. Listen to what it says. Honor everyone, not just the people that you like, not just the people whose politics you agree with. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. The brotherhood, he's meaning the body of Jesus Christ. Fear God. We talked about fearing God in one of our lessons previously. Honor the emperor. Honor the emperor. An emperor that they did not agree with, that they didn't like. Here is Peter saying, honor the emperor. Follow the law of the land. So then we come to another who in verse 18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect. So now we're talking to servants. But here's what I want to do. I want to do a little twist on that, because we're no longer, thank God, there's not the type of slavery now that there was back then. Thank God, thank God. So what we're doing is we're going to talk about the workplace. So servants, or people who work in the workplace, any workplace, who are we serving? Our masters, our bosses, if we don't have a job, we're under our pastor, or anyone that is over us, our government. What does it say to do? Respect all of them, even the unjust. What? Like, does anybody have a boss that is really, truly unjust? And it is very hard to be under their leadership because what's going on isn't fair. I know that happens in the workplace. But what does the Bible say? Respect all of them, even the unjust. Why does it say this? Why does it say this? It says, do the gracious thing. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. If you do good and suffer for it, you endure. And this is gracious to God. Wow. This is showing God honor. Our testimony, our sacrifice for God, our changed lives, that is how it is gracious to God. That is how we show love to people who are really seemingly unlovable. We give honor and glory to God through our respect, even for the people that we seem cannot respect because they don't deserve it. They don't deserve our respect. So in verse 21, it says, For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. We are called to live a different kind of life than anybody else as Christians. Let's put this into perspective now. Our lives here are so good as Christians in the United States. It is nothing like what they were going through during the times that Peter's writing this. People were getting martyred. They were martyrs. They were being beheaded. They were being executed for being Christians. And here Peter is saying, yes, follow in Jesus's footsteps. So, and also our sufferings here in the United States, also here in Mexico, is nothing compared to what Jesus went through for us on the cross. Now, I'm going to wrap it up reading the scripture, and I'm just going to let the scripture speak for itself. And I'll say a couple of things at the end of this, but I want you to really listen to why God has asked us to fall under the leadership that has been established, even if we don't like it. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Oh, amen. I love this when he says, when he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly, and that is God. There may be something in your life that you're going through that you're under the authority of something, and something unjust is happening. And it says here, be like Jesus. Follow in Jesus' footsteps. He did not threaten, but what did he do? He continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Sister in Christ, as hard as it is, and know it's hard, continue to entrust yourself to God. God is the judge. God is the judge. He will eventually judge everybody according to their deeds. Trust in God. Can you imagine how Jesus felt trudging that cross up and then submitting himself on the cross? He was doing that and he was in pain. And it says that he continued to trust in the Lord, even when he was sacrificing. Now, because he did that for us, how could we not follow and do the same thing with our lives here on earth? He gave us eternal life. How can we not give him our whole temporal life here on earth? He deserves that. And he asks for that. From a human perspective, I get it. It's hard. It is not easy to submit your whole life, everything that you have, everything that you are. But if God can make such a sacrifice for us by giving his only son. And Jesus could submit his life on that cross, a death of pain, but willingly, then we surely can give our earthly lives to Jesus Christ. All right, don't take it from me. Read it for yourselves. And I'll see you next time on Mel's Minute. Bye.